Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Well, we're back. We're talking with Dr. Benjamin Brown. He's a naturopathic physician and the author of The Digestive Health Solution. Dr. Brown, before the break, we were talking about IBS and how, you know, there's a certain percentage of the population, you say one in four, that is having stomach problems. Besides probiotics, which you said can really make a big difference, what are some of the other things that people can do to help heal up gut issues?
Yeah, it's a great question. So there's a number of different things, and we can sort of go through tiers of this, but some of the key areas are firstly dietary, and then there are some lifestyle things that are really interesting as well. So I'll briefly touch on these, but in terms of diet, there's some very simple things that people can do immediately. And what we know is that things we associate with unhealthy as being unhealthy foods are also unhealthy to our digestive system. So high fat, high sugar, processed foods can cause bacterial overgrowth in our gut, which can exacerbate a lot of digestive symptoms. So a simple thing you can do is just, you know, cut back on refined sugars, fatty foods, you know, foods with additives, and eat more whole foods, you know, plants, fruits, vegetables, whole grains, nuts, seeds, you know, those kinds of really healthy foods will, you know, change your gut health and can help reduce symptoms. More specifically, though, there's some key things that are known to cause digestive symptoms for certain people. And one of them is a sensitivity to gluten. So this seems to be relatively common. And identifying whether or not you have a, you know, genetic intolerance, which we call celiac disease, is important. But then there's a group of other people that have non-celiac gluten sensitivity. That means they have a sensitivity in the absence of celiac disease and will still benefit from a gluten-free diet. So that's worth trying. Another really common food sensitivity is lactose, which is the sugar from milk. And, you know, often people with these kinds of symptoms do really well, you know, cutting back on the dairy products and minimizing their exposure to lactose. So that's another one. So there's some of the key dietary things that are known to be linked to symptoms. And getting sort of beyond that into lifestyle factors, one of the surprising links that people often don't think of is sleep, lack of sleep and insomnia. So we know that our digestive system is profoundly influenced by the level of sleep that we're getting and the quality of it. And, you know, people who shift work or flight attendants have a really high prevalence of IBS, for example. And there are studies suggesting that improving sleep and even taking melatonin, you know, before bed can actually help improve digestive symptoms significantly in people with these symptoms. And then beyond that, two other things are really important. That's regular exercise. It just helps improve, you know, the health and elimination of our digestive system, and also stress management as well seems to play a really important role.
Now, when you talk about stress management, what are the factors around that that can make a difference for people with IBS? Because a lot of times we think about, you know, we think, okay, we have somebody has IBS, they're having these, you know, they're having diarrhea, they're having these stomach issues, they're having this bloating, that it's all in the gut, like you said. So What do they need to do to deal, you know, as a stress management that can make a difference?
Yeah. So what's interesting is that your brain controls a lot of your gut function. So although the symptoms may be sort of largely gut-based, actually, you know, instigating some stress management techniques has been shown to help, I guess, like a medicine, improve your digestive system's function and reduce some of these symptoms. So it's kind of like another means to the end of getting better. And some of the things that have been shown to work are more intensive therapies like, you know, psychotherapy or counseling or cognitive behavioral therapy that are usually conducted one-on-one with a therapist. You know, so they can be useful. But there's really simple things that you can do at home that are also really, you know, quite powerful as well and often underestimated. And one of them is just simple meditation practice, which, you know, you don't have to be a yogi and, you know, go to a school to do that. It can just be simple, deep breathing exercises for 15 to 20 minutes a day. So that can be really useful. And also, you know, simple mindfulness-based practices as well. So there's some very simple things, and these are outlined in the book if people want just simple, you know, guidelines and techniques that they can use themselves, but they do work really well to reduce symptoms.
Are there any herbs or vitamins that make a difference for people that have IBS?
Yeah, there's a couple that have been quite well studied, and herbs in particular are quite useful for resolving acute symptoms. So most people are familiar with the use of, you know, like peppermint tea or ginger tea when they're feeling a bit, you know, upset. And, you know, it turns out that there's about 20 human clinical studies published in the scientific literature on peppermint oil. So this is one of the best studied herbal medicines. And typically what's used is a delayed release or enteric coated peppermint essential oil. Mm-hmm. And that works really well as an antispasmodic to calm down the symptoms of IBS and sometimes help resolve some of the underlying issues as well, because it kills off bad bugs and can help, you know, improve your gut function and health at the same time.
And so how often would somebody take peppermint oil in the studies?
Yeah. So peppermint oil is typically used to resolve more severe symptoms acutely, and it's often used 3 times a day initially to calm things down. And typically, again, you would use it for about 4 weeks to really help calm down the gut and resolve a lot of these symptoms. So again, important to stick with it. You know, sometimes it'll work very quickly, but maintaining that duration is important.
Mm. You know, you talked a little bit about the importance of avoiding certain foods, but are there foods that, you know, if we're having stomach problems in our family, stomach problems in ourselves, or even IBS, are there certain foods that can really help the stomach and improve the function of our gut?
Yeah, that's a fantastic question, actually. And there's a couple of things that are really useful and things that people don't often think of. So one of the ones that I outline in the book is kiwi fruit, for example. And what's really remarkable about kiwi fruit is that it's a natural sort of digestive aid. So it's full of digestive enzymes. And it's also been shown in several clinical studies to improve regularity in the gut, improve the balance of bacteria in your gut, and help relieve some of the symptoms in IBS as well. There's published work in IBS now. Mm. So a lot of people don't realize this. And the dose of this food is 2 to 3 kiwi fruit a day, again, for a minimum of 4 weeks. And you can think of it as like using food as a medicine. So that's a fantastic one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are there others as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the really interesting things about one of the ways that foods can positively affect our gut health is that foods that are very high in things we classically think of as antioxidants, but are more technically known as polyphenols. So these are foods like, you know, cocoa and green tea and berries, you know, these things that are really loaded with antioxidants, actually a food for good bacteria as well. So all those foods I've just mentioned, berries, cocoa, green tea, and you can add to the list things like black currants, all have been shown to improve the balance of bacteria in our gut. So in terms of improving your gut health, you know, these things that are good for our overall health seem to be really, really important as well. So, you know, consuming these regularly is a great idea.
Now, I know that people with IBS, or some people with IBS that I've talked to in the past, have said that, you know, they really are afraid to do too much exercise because, you know, they don't want to be too far from a bathroom, for one, and secondly, that they're not sure of the benefit to their stomach, to their gut.
Yeah.
What does the research say on that?
Yeah, I mean, that's a very good point, actually, because too much could exacerbate symptoms, and as you rightly point out, you know, if you have IBS, just exercising could be very stressful if your symptoms are severe, particularly if you're experiencing diarrhea. You know, so that, you know, proximity to the bathroom can be very important. But basically, the research on exercise for IBS suggests that just 20 to 30 minutes of very light intensity activity, such as a brisk walk, which is not much at all, and, you know, 20 to 30 minutes is not much, and you can plan, you know, that proximity, if that's, you know, really important, will have modest benefits over time. Now, the the thing here is exercise is not going to cure symptoms alone. It's not that powerful, but as part of an overall, you know, approach, it is an important thing to work into your life and has lots of other benefits to your health as well. If you're very stressed, it will help reduce that over time as well.
Well, you know, that was one of the things I was thinking about as you're saying 20 to 30 minutes of walking. I mean, if you're saying that one of the causes is stress of IBS or irritable bowel, then perhaps 20, 30 minutes is really going to make a big difference for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the thing. It's, the benefits of exercise are sort of multifactorial, so it'll, you know, have a lot of wide-ranging benefits.
Now, you have a five-step plan in your book, The Digestive Health Solution. Do you want to touch briefly on that plan?
Yeah, no problem. So the large part of the book is really, you know, aims to help people uncover individualized reasons for their symptoms. But, you know, towards the end of that book, there's a five-step plan to sort of bring it all together for people and get quick sort of symptom relief and improvements in digestive health. And the five-step plan is really simple. It's really, you know, designed to give everyone a bit of benefit, and it starts with resolving symptoms quickly. So there's kind of a shopping list on things that reduce symptoms fast, depending on what your predominant symptoms are. So a bunch of natural products, herbs, you know, probiotics and things are listed there. The second step are simple techniques to improve your, or strategies to improve your gut bacteria. So there's guidelines on probiotics, prebiotics and foods that can be really useful for that. The third step is stress management. So there's some basic techniques that you can use straight away to help, you know, get that gut-brain axis back into balance. And then the other step is a dietary program. So there's a what we call an elimination re-challenge diet. So it's sort of a modified diet to help you uncover foods that could be exacerbating symptoms for you. And then finally, there's some, you know, very simple practical strategies for keeping those symptoms at bay for life, basically. So that's what the five-step plan's about.
Thinking back to when you were in the hospital and, you know, you had IBS, it was, I forget the phrase you had for it, but it wasn't typical IBS, it was incident-induced.
Post-infectious.
Yeah. So what percentage of people get this, and how easy is it to get rid of?
Yeah, it's a good question, how easy is it? It's not really been well explored. What we need to do is a good clinical study on what's outlined in my book, because there's not a, you know, the research is very disparate, and that's why I tried to bring it all together. But it seems that, you know, left untreated, it could last for years, but certain treatments, you know, some of the ones that are outlined in here can get symptomatic relief very quickly. You know, so I think it really varies from person to person. And it really comes down to sort of individualizing the treatment, targeting what's going on for them, and really, you know, and that's when you're going to see best results. So I can't answer it directly, but I can say that if you, you know, get the right treatment for the right person, you can get very fast results and actually resolve symptoms in some cases.
And in your case, how long was it before you noticed a difference for your IBS?
Yeah, for me, it was fairly a lucky scenario, because I had some, you know, grounding in this practice. I basically resolved my symptoms within about 3 months, but that was coming through a wave of fairly severe illness and lost in the cloud of that for a while. But, you know, using a lot of the treatments outlined in the book, dietary program, you know, the mind-body practices and probiotics, you know, I started to resolve symptoms fairly quickly. So it's quite lucky, because a lot of people have symptoms for, you know, years, even decades.
Dr. Brown, we're just out of time. I'm wondering if you can really just summarize and tell people a little bit about your book, The Digestive Health Solution, and why they should buy it, and who should be buying this book, and what difference it's going to make for them.
Yeah, no problems. Yeah, so the book is really, you know, for people who want to get to the underlying cause of why they might be experiencing digestive symptoms. And the take-home here is that you don't have to experience them. They're not an enigma, and there is often really clear underlying reasons. So the book helps you identify those, understand what's going in your gut, and then gives you the practical tools and solutions you need to resolve symptoms. So that's really what it's all about, and I hope it helps.
Dr. Brown, thanks for coming on the show.
A real pleasure. Thanks for having me.
The book, again, is called The Digestive Health Solution. The author is Benjamin Brown, ND, and it's published by Exile Press. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Jerzy Gajgorek about his book about longevity and exercise.